It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Stage door theater time again. Amy Moritz is deep in the middle of Tech Week.
Yes.
With how long ago did you start working with these students?
Well, this is our 10-year anniversary.
Oh, I didn't realize that. But, yeah. I mean, how many weeks ago did they
start practicing? No, we started rehearsal the 2 weeks ago yesterday. So we have a three-week rehearsal process.
So you're doing a tech rehearsal, which means on the stage, and you're working out blocking on the actual stage you'll perform on with lights and sound and everything.
Yes.
This week. And this is kind of where everything comes together.
This is where we're all very tired. And everything comes together, and we're pulling our hair out, but it's going to be fabulous.
So how many between Jonathan Wyeth, Grace, and Camden have been with you all 10 years? I want to say Jonathan probably has, just because he kind of, theater is his thing.
Actually,
I look at Jonathan and I think.
Actually, Camden's been with us the longest.
Okay.
She's been here 9 years because she was too young our first year.
No kidding.
No kidding.
So it wouldn't be possible for someone to have been here all 10 years.
It could be possible if we would have had, there's one gal who could have returned who was 5 our first year.
Wow.
And that's Jenny Henry, but she was doing something up in Carbondale this summer.
So how's it feel to have been doing this for 10 years now? And, you know, you've still got all these. So everybody we will talk to today has been here before.
Yes.
Either for, well, all for stage door and some, you know, other theater ventures, you might say.
Yes. Everybody's been here who's in this room has been here for at least 3 shows, if not many more.
That's awesome. How's it feel? Feels pretty good?
It feels wonderful. You know, it's I think, a personal accomplishment just to get to that 10-year mark. And,
sure.
It feels wonderful to have these kids return year after year and show after show.
Obviously, they come back because they have a good time with you.
Yeah, apparently. Either that or they're all fooling me.
Right. By the way, the show this year, so every year, Stage Door Theater, you pick a different kids show, kids-themed show, and you work on it for a couple weeks, and then you put it on the stage and you let parents and grandparents and members of the community come out and cheer the kids on. It's this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at Glenwood Springs High School in the Jeannie Miller Theater, a place I know you know so well.
Yes.
Having performed there. Actually, so you graduated. Actually, you performed in the old space.
I did. But, I was in the old space before they moved over and built a new school. But it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's right. Friday and Saturday night shows at 7 o'clock with the matinee at 2 o'clock. And again, tickets available at the door, 30 minutes before showtime?
Yes.
Or at stagedoorgws.com. The show is
Shrek
the Musical.
Yes.
I love the fact that you're the only one that's wearing the T-shirt.
I know. What's up with that, guys?
I was told to dress nice for radio, okay?
I brought my pride.
Jonathan, everybody's going to see.
Did everybody, by the way, get the Shrek? So you actually call it
a Shrek shirt. Yeah, I think most everybody has a Shrek shirt.
So it's got like the silhouette on the back and then Stage Door 2019 on the front. So it's a great keepsake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does everybody know each other before they come to Stage Door every
summer?
For
the most part, we have a couple of kids who are newbies. But, I mean, by the end of the first day, they know everyone.
I was going to say, it's kind of like athletes. You know, seriously, if you play football, it doesn't matter which school you play football for. You kind of know all the other football players.
Yeah.
So if you're in theater, you're interested in theater and performing, you kind of know the other kids that are into it.
Yes. Right? And that's one of the things I love about Stage Door is because it's not a school production with the high school or middle school or LCA. All these kids come from various different schools from all over the valley. And so they've created these friendships, I feel, and even though they're not at school together or in the same grade or in the same class, every summer they see each other and they have their, I think I've even heard it, quote unquote, stage door friends. It's my stage door friends. So we spend the whole summer together or portion of the summer together.
It's kind of like going to theater camp.
That's exactly what it is.
Right?
So they go to theater camp and they have their stage door friends and a lot of them today with social media stay connected throughout the year. But it's fun to see them all come back together.
That makes it so much easier, doesn't it? When I was in high school, if you wanted to, you know, keep in touch with somebody over the summer, you had to actually
pen and paper. Smoke signals?
Or pick up the phone.
Get on a bike.
Actually, dial the phone.
Dial the phone. Pick up with the cord attached to the wall.
Well, we had a rotary phone, too. Anyway, tickets, by the way, are just $12 for adults, $10 for students and seniors.
That's
so
right.
A great evening or afternoon, depending on which show you go to, of entertainment. Again, produced locally with local students. So Jonathan has been here lots.
Yes.
Lots.
Was it 7 years?
Several times.
Yes.
So let me guess. You have to be either Shrek or Donkey.
I'm Shrek.
Okay.
I'm the ogre.
It was a toss-up in auditions of put him as Shrek or Donkey, because really he's a chameleon. He could have gone either way.
Gotcha. Okay. So Shrek, obviously, you've seen the movies, right?
Since I was a child.
Were you hoping for Shrek? Were you hoping for Donkey? Because your personality is—I mean, you're very, like I say, you kind of theater is in your blood.
Gives off the energy
obviously,
of the
yes,
stage,
exactly. And Donkey is a very outgoing, what's the word I'm looking for? Exuberant character, right?
And so to say, yeah.
Yeah. So can you do the accent?
For Shrek or Donkey? Shrek. Eddie Murphy or Mike Myers here?
Shrek. Well, no, I want to hear Jonathan's Shrek. I don't want to hear Mike Myers. I've heard Mike Myers do Shrek.
What are my lines?
It's Tech Week, Jonathan. You should know this.
It's Tech Week.
No one's allowed to say line today, by the way, kids.
Ogres are like onions. Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions? Ogre. Don't you get it, Donkey? We both have layers.
And that is all from Jonathan Webster today. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Tabor, what about you? What's your character?
I play Donkey.
Donkey?
Oh, Donkey. Yes.
So this is an appropriate seating arrangement.
This is
Right.
And I find it ironic that this is not where everybody sat originally. We actually did a little musical chairs before we got started so we could make room for the director.
Yeah, right? Come on, guys. Make room for me.
Okay, so let me hear your Donkey then, Tabor.
Oh, geez. Let me remember my
actually,
lines.
This is a problem, guys.
Actually, let me do this. Could the two of you do, like, an exchange back and forth between Donkey and Shrek?
You know, Donkey, there are more to ogres than you think.
Example?
Example. Okay, ogres are like onions.
Ah, they stink.
Yes. No.
Oh, they make people cry.
No.
Oh, you leave them out in the sun too long and they get all brown, start sprouting little white hairs.
What? No, Donkey. Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions, ogres. Don't you get it, Donkey? We both have layers.
Oh, you both have layers. But, you see, not everybody likes onions. Parfaits. Everybody loves parfaits. Have you ever met a person and they were like, oh, let's go get some parfaits? And they were like, no, I do not like parfaits. Parfaits are delicious.
Donkey, I don't care. Ogres are not like parfaits.
Parfaits might be the most delicious thing on the whole planet.
You almost fell back into a little bit of who was the cat in the second movie?
Puss in Boots.
Yes.
Puss in Boots. Yes.
You almost fell a little bit into him. I heard that accent a little bit in it. Yes.
That's kind of what I like to do with this character. I like to integrate different voices into, like, because he does a lot of
impersonations
and stuff.
It's so interesting. That's a good point too. Yeah, I didn't think of that. Both of you are. You know, you're saying, oh, what was my line again? And yet you jump into it, and there
and
it
then
is.
There it is.
Yeah. You know, which I guess is kind of a theater thing, too, right?
It's like trying to remember a song. And if you remember the first few words, then you got the whole rest of it in your head.
Right. Although, if you're like me, you're still singing the wrong words anyway. But
okay. We do, too. Don't worry.
So speaking of which, the interchange that I just heard, granted it has been a while since I've seen Shrek the movie. This is Shrek the musical. Is it exactly like the movie? I guess it's a little bit different.
It's different. Okay. The storyline's the same.
Okay.
Shrek is in a swamp. Fairy tale characters come. He goes to Farquaad in Duloc to get the swamp back. Farquaad sends him to Fiona to rescue her in the tower. And so it's the typical movie plot line, but there are other, I mean, obviously a lot of other lines, a ton of jokes.
Well, oh, yeah. And
songs.
I'm trying to remember, the original movie was not a musical.
No.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of music in this, actually. There's tons
actually,
and tons of music.
The only music I remember from the first movie was in the credits.
Smash Mouth All-Star.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And Believer.
Well,
that was the beginning.
And yeah, okay.
Yep.
I'm thinking of the one at the end with the dragon.
Believer.
And
yeah.
The kids know what I'm talking about. We're not going to mention it, though. Again, you can learn more and get tickets at StageDoorGWS.com. Again, the shows are this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, 7 o'clock, the Sunday matinee at 2. Doors open 30 minutes before showtime. You can get tickets at the door. Do you get close to selling out at this show? Have you sold out?
You know, we definitely sold out for Lion King when we did Lion King. And there have been a few shows where we've definitely gotten very close to selling
Shrek
out.
Shrek is another popular
Shrek
one,
Shrek very well might sell out, only just because of the nature of the show. So, yeah.
I'm trying. Have all of your shows been musicals, by the way? Okay. Is this a personal choice?
Yes.
Is that because they're the most dynamic, or is it just because you love musicals?
I think it's just because I love musicals.
Okay,
I'm the director. I get to choose.
Right, absolutely. I imagine when you have kids coming back year after year after year and they get more and more comfortable with you, even if they're not comfortable with you, I'm sure that you know they may pull you aside and whisper in your ear. You know, I've always wanted to do...
Jonathan, Shrek.
Hey, it was your idea. You guys needed a Shrek. I came back.
Is this your last year, by the way? Actually, you guys are both 17, right?
I'm 16.
Okay.
Yeah, so unfortunately...
So Tabor, this is it for you.
Yeah.
What you going to do after this?
After this, I'll be a senior next year, and then after that, it's on to college. And
theater in college as well?
Oh, definitely. I don't think it's going to be a career choice for me, but definitely
you want to stay involved.
Yes, definitely.
Gotcha. So you'll actually be back one more year after this then, Jonathan?
Most likely not doing the show. Last year I was a counselor for Stage Door, and I think I'm going to continue doing that for the next few years, doing lights and sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have them in some capacity.
So what are you going to do with Pat?
We'll find a spot for Pat. We always do.
Again, the website is StageDoorGWS.com if you want to learn more or buy tickets. Again, this weekend is the performance. And, 10th anniversary. I cannot believe it has been that many years. So cool.
Yes.
Take a quick break, rearrange a few chairs, and talk with a couple more of the students you can see this weekend in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about Stage Door Theater's 10th season, 10th anniversary show, the Shrek the Musical, which you can see this weekend at Glenwood Springs High School in the Jeannie Miller Auditorium. So we rearranged a few seats. We're talking with Grace now, who is the dragon from Shrek. A big part, as I recall, a little bit of tension between the dragon and the donkey. As I remember. And then, of course, Camden is Princess Fiona.
Yep.
So, as I recall, initially at least, Fiona is not real impressed with Shrek. She wants to be left alone.
Yeah. She's been waiting 20 years for a prince to come, and then an ogre comes instead, so she's pretty upset.
Uh-huh. Not exactly what she was counting on.
Not at all.
She should have been more specific when she was, whatever you want to call it, putting those thoughts into the universe or praying or whatever.
Yeah.
Should have been a little more specific about what her request was. But in the end, everything kind of works out, right?
Yes, because she is also an ogre at night, so...
Right. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tabor.
If you didn't know that.
Say, it has been 20 years or so since the movie was out the first time.
Yeah,
so I'm assuming most folks kind of know what the storyline, what the plot is. Grace, I'm trying to remember when the dragon comes into the show. I want to say is it later in the show?
So it's more towards the beginning
because
the dragon is guarding Fiona.
Okay.
And so Shrek and Donkey roll up, and I'm like, rawr.
And it's just like that, by the way. Yeah. Rawr. It's really intimidating.
That was, you scared me there for a minute. Please don't do that again. Do you have, the dragon does not speak in Shrek the movie. I'm assuming, do you speak or sing in Shrek the musical?
I sing.
Okay. What's your song?
It's called Forever.
What do you think of it? You like it?
I like it. It's more soulful and like diva-ish.
Like a ballad? Or?
No.
No, okay. It's just more, yeah.
Like bluesy.
Soulful. Yeah, okay. Soulful.
All right.
Upbeat.
Yeah, upbeat.
Talk about it. I mean, you could sing a line or so if you want. You haven't warmed up, so you don't have to if you don't want to. But explain the song. Because, again, the musical is different than the movie, so most folks probably have not heard it. So kind of describe it to us a little bit more.
So at the beginning of the song, she's just talking about her life guarding Fiona to Donkey. And she's just kind of complaining at the beginning, like, another day inside my keep, another night, another name, but all in all, they're all the same. And so, but then towards the end of the song, Donkey starts to get scared. And so he's like, you know, I
what,
like
what does
a
he
big
say,
girl.
Tabor?
He starts to, like, kind of explain himself why
okay.
he's there.
Okay.
So the dragon thinks he's coming to get the princess. But I'm just there tagging along.
Right.
And so
you're innocent.
Yes.
Isn't that what they all say?
And I feel like he kind of, in the middle of the song, he kind of breaks that kind of scared feeling, and he starts to explain himself to the dragon. And I think that's where the dragon actually starts to catch feelings for him.
Gotcha. So this happens while you're singing.
Yeah.
All of this occurs.
And then she goes to the big chorus, which is, you're going to stay with me forever.
Oh, yeah.
Hence why it's called Forever.
Not creepy at all.
No. So, yeah, he breaks that by trying to explain himself.
Obviously, as a main character, Princess Fiona also, I'm sure, sings a number of different songs.
Yes.
What's your favorite out of all of those?
Mm. Oh, goodness, that's a hard one. Probably Morning Person, just because.
That's a really
fun
one.
I get to
one.
Tap with all the rats.
She taps with all the rats, so the Pied Piper comes in Morning Person, and she steals his flute, and all the rats come out on stage, and they're tapping. And Fiona and the Pied Piper both tap with the rats. So it's a really upbeat, perfect way to start Act Two.
Is there a tap number in the script, or did you?
It's in the Broadway script, yes.
Okay. I was going to ask, did you add that just so that you could, you know, work tap dancing in there?
It doesn't say not to put it in the script.
By the way, who did your choreography for Shrek the Musical?
There's a number of people. So Amy Shebe has done some choreography. Gayla Rowe has done choreography. Sophie Carnoli, right? That's her last name, Sophie Carnoli. She choreographs for the high school and has award-winning choreography for the Bobby G's. So she's come in and done some choreography. Who am I missing? I think that's more or less it for the most part.
Amy and I actually went to high school together. Actually,
really?
There's a little bit of trivia for you. Yeah. We never interacted in high school, but I'm trying to remember, did she work at Burger Works for a while?
I don't know.
I think maybe. Way back when. So back to Shrek the Musical. Again, Camden, you're Princess Fiona. Is red your natural hair color?
No.
Okay. I was looking at it, and I'm like, okay, should I ask, should I not ask? So you actually talk about a method actor. You actually had that colored for the role.
I did. And
who
I
did that,
got,
by the way? Because that is like perfect.
This is the second go.
Princess Fiona.
Yeah, I had to have it done twice just to get it this vibrant. Because, like, it's a cartoon character. You got to have.
Right, exactly.
A pop.
Isn't red one of the hardest colors? Help me out, Amy. Okay.
I'm not my department.
Nor am I.
I'm not authorized to know that information. That's what I tell the kids when they ask me about their costumes. I'm not authorized to know that information. It's not my department.
I'm the director.
Go ask somebody else.
I'm a big picture. You know, ask me about the show.
I help with as much as I can before we start with the show on costumes. But then once we're in full swing with the show, I'm like, it's all yours, Amy.
You have a lot of parents also that help out with this, by the way.
We have some. A few parents step forward and help out.
But at the end of the day, it is a theater camp.
At the end of
so
the day.
So it's kind of, the kids hang out with you, and that mm-hmm. gives them an activity to do to do something meaningful
yes.
and hopefully stay out of trouble during
yes.
the summer.
So we try to take care of as much as we possibly can, quote-unquote, in-house.
Right.
But
how many students are going to be on the stage this weekend?
That's a really good question. I think last time I checked, it was 68.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we gained, we lose a couple. We had some who ended up not being able to do it because of various reasons and conflicts and such.
Sure.
So
68.
We started with 70. And I think now we're down to 68 because we've lost a couple of kids.
Still, that's a lot. And again, not all of them necessarily huge roles. Some might be, the ensemble characters and the chorus and that kind of thing. But they all get some stage time, right?
They all have stage time.
And then there are kids like, Jonathan, who is actually learning the other side of theater, like the technical aspect.
He's complaining that he doesn't get to do lights and sound this time. I mean, what's up with that? He wants to do it all. He actually helped with the lights a lot and the sound.
That's anybody that can figure that stuff out is
valuable.
Yes, has my respect because I look at the lighting board and I think wouldn't even know where to begin.
I know.
I know that it's supposed to have some logical meaning, but not to me.
It takes a new process to remember it every year.
All right, leave me with the sound. I can figure that stuff out.
Yes.
But beyond that. Forget about it. Again, the website is stagedoorgws.com. Again, the show is this Friday and Saturday night at 7 o'clock, then the Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Doors open 30 minutes before showtime. They will sell tickets at the door also, by the way. Same price in advance or at the door, $12 for adults, $10 for kids and seniors. Again, Glenwood Springs High School in the Jeannie Miller Auditorium. Again, this weekend, website is stagedoorgws.com. Take a quick break, and we will chat a little bit with Wyeth in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about Stage Door Theater, the 10th year. Again, Shrek the Musical is the show this year. So we talked with Tabor and Jonathan and Grace and Camden. Now, Wyeth is the last victim. Student that we will talk to. So who is your character? I'm guessing maybe Lord Farquaad?
Indeed.
Aha! So you're the antagonist.
I am.
Of this show.
Yeah.
So do you like playing the bad guy?
I kind of do. I've never played a bad guy before in a show, so I've been enjoying it. Okay.
So it's a nice step outside of what you're used to?
Yeah.
Again, the original movie was not a musical. There was some music in it, but it was like pre-recorded music by other bands. It was more a soundtrack as opposed to a musical. So Lord Farquaad songs. I'm guessing he has a couple because he is a main character.
I do indeed.
And I'm guessing a couple of them may be a little maybe tongue-in-cheek and maybe not so flattering of the other characters.
Indeed. I have one solo song.
Okay.
It's called Ballad of Farquaad.
The Ballad of Farquaad.
And he basically...
So it's all about him.
It's all about
okay.
him, which
all right.
is what Farquaad is
right.
all about, is
exactly.
himself. And the nice thing about his character is, I'm just going to jump and piggyback on what you're saying, Wyeth, is this villain or antagonist, I guess you could say, is totally different than I think any other show's villain or antagonist because he's not evil necessarily.
He's more bumbling.
He's a giant baby.
okay.
I don't know.
I mean, it's true, but still.
And a little
the truth
bit
hurts,
of,
man. Trust
truth
me.
Truth hurts, yes. Yeah. And it's fun because his character, he has a chance to throw in some, I guess, flamboyant moves in there. So it's really, you know, when he talks about his wedding with Fiona, he gets super excited. And so you see a little bit of flamboyant side to him, which Wyeth is just so funny when he does it.
Could you demonstrate for us? I mean, obviously, folks can't see you. But
they can't see him.
Ooh, that reminds me.
You can't see it on the radio, but it's really funny. So. And his costume is, it's true, and his costume's hysterical, so you have
to
come.
Such a funny costume.
It's a fun costume.
Tell us about your costume.
Well, Lord Farquaad is very short.
And how tall are you? Like, what, 6?
I'm 5'8".
5'8", okay, not quite.
So I'm on my knees the whole show. So my costume includes miniature legs. that go down to my knees. So,
so do you actually walk around on your knees?
Yep. Okay, it's very, very funny looking.
It is, and his legs flop around the whole time.
I do like funny dances, and
it reminds me of the dinner roll dance, the yes. Charlie Chaplin,
yes.
The black and white kind of maybe a little bit.
Or kind of like when the vaudeville used to do their baby one where they had the random.
Exactly. I always think about that.
Yes. So it's a lot like that, the baby dance from the vaudeville. It's his costume is hysterical, and he just comes on stage. And Gabe, I have never laughed more in my life than the last 2 weeks.
And I really get to counteract, you know, his sometimes, like especially in the song, he gets very angry and like big. But then physically, he's like
he's still
3
not.
Feet tall.
He's just a little intimidating.
Yeah, it's so fun.
I've actually known real people like that. This is really rewarding for you, isn't it, Amy?
It is.
I mean, year after year, I know it's a lot of work. And, of course, the stress of pulling this show together and, you know, all in. Because how long, like when you're in high school or even if you're going to be on stage in a professional kind of setting.
A couple months.
You have a long time to put everything together.
Yeah.
Granted, in those situations, you're not always working all day long for
it's
2 weeks. But still, 2 weeks before you hit the stage and actually start doing Tech Week is just incredible. And you pull it off every year.
I don't know how. I really don't. Like you were saying, when you have a longer rehearsal process, you don't rehearse all day. You just rehearse a couple hours in the evening, you know, 4 or 5 hours in the evening. And we are there all day. Mm-hmm. But I think the difference for us is the production side is so fast because we figure out who our cast is and we immediately have to get started on costumes because we only have so many days. We only have 3 weeks to get everybody in the cast costumed. I mean, just trying to get the playbill out to print, it has to be done immediately. So you really have to think ahead a lot of, you know, if you have a couple of months and you order a costume online, the chances are it's going to get there and it will work. And if it doesn't, you have time. In our case, we just don't have time on our side.
Yeah, it's a little impractical to actually have someone in the theater while you're rehearsing with a sewing machine, you know, altering costumes.
True. We do, though. I think we have 3 sewing machines set up backstage right now, and they're pretty much just going all day long.
Amazing. Sewing is another one of those things. My mom tried to show me when I was a kid, and it just did not turn out.
I tried to show Jonathan, and he had no interest.
I sewed balloons
on the cloth once. Eye roll.
Insert eye roll. Actually, in home ec, to pass a test, I had to sew like 2 pieces of fabric together by hand.
Oh, yeah? Didn't go well?
Well,
it went.
I passed the class.
It went.
I think just because the teacher didn't want me in it for another semester. Again, the website is stagedoorgws.com. Tickets $12 for adults, $10 kids and seniors. This Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock, then the Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Jeannie Miller Auditorium at Glenwood Springs High School. Again, tickets online or at the door. As Amy said earlier, Shrek is a really popular show. Lion King came close to selling out. Shrek is definitely along those lines. So chances are there will be a lot of people coming out for this. So if you really want to see it, make sure you get your tickets early.
Yes. And it's our 10-year anniversary, so we have been inviting back cast members because one of the things also doing is we're honoring all of the cast members we've had in the past 10 years. And so with that, we're hoping to have a lot of them come back so we can give them a big shout out for just being part of the Stage Door family. I mean, Gabe, I went through, and in the last 10 years, we've had over 375 kids in Stage Door.
That's so, 375 unique kids.
Exactly, of the Valley. So I'm hoping a lot of them, and a lot of them say they're going to come back and see the show just because I think Stage Door was just part of their upbringing.
You know, I think back as you're mentioning that, and I think what a special impact you've had on those 375 students. And I have to think that that started somewhere. For you, did that start with Jeannie Miller?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say with Jeannie Miller. She's a huge piece of it. And the fact that we get to perform in her theater named after her is huge. And I wish that she could come and see the shows. But I know she's watching down. And Lori Currier comes and sees our shows. And she's a huge piece of that, too.
Sure. Yeah. She was there as well. Yeah.
Yep. So she was there. And I think if these kids would have known Jeannie Miller, then they would understand, I think, where we all speak so highly of her.
So we already heard Jonathan's big want was Shrek. Anybody else have any hopes for the future? Anybody?
Where are you guys going? Wyeth's going to college next year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you don't get to play these games, Wyeth.
No.
Is there a show you'd like to come back and see?
Any of them. Throw
maybe,
it fun.
Maybe he'll come back and be a counselor.
Okay. There you go.
Maybe.
That'd be cool. Tabor, Grace, Camden?
Shows you guys want to do?
Any shows
see?
You'd like to do or see?
Hercules.
For sure. Oh, my God.
Hercules. Okay. All right. Tabor?
Frozen, but...
Frozen?
I won't be here for that.
Yeah. Frozen. Is there a
it just came out
stage
this year.
Version of Frozen? I was going to say...
Really?
Yes. There is a stage Broadway version. It's incredible because they did their debut. We have 5 days. We'll change it. We got this. We have 5 days.
I wonder...
We already have a cast.
They actually just produced a junior version, and it was released in January.
How could you do Frozen without just extraordinary sets, though?
I don't know.
I mean...
When I saw it in Denver when they did their debut, it was so good. Yeah. And the music they add to it is so good. So, not a spoiler alert, but we are considering it for next summer.
Considering.
It's a consideration. It's on the list. That doesn't mean anything at this point.
Fair enough. Again, if you would like to learn more, including if you're interested in taking your kids to Stage Door next summer.
Yes.
Go to StageDoorGWS.com. Again, Shrek the Musical this Friday and Saturday night at 7 with the Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Tickets available online or at the door.
Yep.
Again, just $12 for adults, $10 for kids and seniors. Again, StageDoorGWS.com.
That's right.
All the best. Everybody break a leg.
Thank you. We'll see everybody there.
See you around. Wyeth, all the best to you.
Thank you.
Tabor, did you say you're graduating too?
One more year.
Okay, so one more year for you. Jonathan, we'll see you. We'll see you in the booth.
He'll be around. He can't leave me.
Sadly, I can't.
I told him that.
All right. Until next time, take care.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. Another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.